Thank you. Are there any other questions on the financial reports?
I'm surprised it's quite a large dense plate on the building, 7.8 million shares. Is there an issue with these independents? I assume one of the proxy advisors is potentially advised against it. Well, we know, companies performing brilliantly, nor is a good director. Why has such a large block of shares voted against him?
I think we're entitled to disclose the reason. I think, the reason is apparently, which has come through, this is why I wanted to seek legal clarification on giving this answer, is that Bill, as chairman of the audit committee, one of the proxy holders has sort of determined that the proportion of fees paid to, the non-audit fees, sorry, paid to PricewaterhouseCoopers is sort of disproportionate to the audit fees. And that was the reason that they weren't happy with that particular aspect. Now, the answer to that would be that we've been through a restructuring, and at that point in time, Pricewaterhouse, who have maintained their total independence in terms of the auditor and those roles, it is disproportionate probably at that, I've looked at that number, but taking that as face value, that's the reason.
And Bill, I think
I mentioned Bill's chairman of the audit committee, and they somehow drawn a conclusion that was in Bill's control to do something about that. We always look at that proportion, and I think you've got to also realise too that it might apply to some of the other resolutions that come up with this and against vote in a couple of them, that we're evolving as a listed company, and I think probably this is not to do with that issue, but some of the communication strategies and things that we might have in terms of our remuneration and our options and those policies really are the sort of things we need to communicate with the market, really.
And I'd love to vote for Bill, but I'd like to convince the proxy that he does support the principle of share purchase plans for small shareholders when you do a placement at the big shareholder.
Well, Mr. Main, I think my record has been such, but one of the things that you have to remember, at the time we did the placement, we decided to open the capital raising to all shareholders by instituting a dividend reinvestment scheme. And the actual price of the dividend reinvestment scheme, which all shareholders had the opportunity to participate in, was actually lower than
$4.25.
4.06. So shareholders actually benefited from that. And we thought that was the trade-off at the time.
In any event, Stephen, good corporate governance you do have to have your eye on that relationship between the non-audit services and the audit services, and absolutely, as a member of Bill's audit committee, we certainly, there's sort of things we will look at, but we did have an abnormal year, obviously.
Thank you.